91.5 WMFO Medford.
You take all my money and you treat me like a child, like a child. Well, the woman I love, baby, dummy, here and gone. Well, the woman things don't change, you know I ain't gonna be here
long. Be here long. I don't ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be alone. I ain't gonna be here long. I ain't gonna be alone. Ain't gonna be here long. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone, boy. Oh, she's gone. Oh, Lord, I miss you, babe. Oh, she's gone. Hey, baby, my baby's gone. Oh, she's gone. Ain't gonna be here long. Well, I'm leaving my baby, and I really don't wanna go. Well, I'm leaving my baby, and I really don't wanna go. Well, she's got another man, and she don't want me no more. Me no more. I ain't doing me no more. She don't want me, boy. Me no more. She don't want me, boy. Me no more. She don't want me, boy. Me no more. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. We'll be right back.
the snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Oh, Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, singing, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Oh, Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. I'll be back again someday.
I need a tank full of gas and a whole lot of open road. I need a tank full of gas and a whole lot of open road.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Ooh. It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like
breaking
down. We handled
down
everything
crying,
very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being
that
together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead, some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
thought it was then, but it wasn't. It wasn't genuine. I was just so furious, but I couldn't show you, cause I know you, and I know what you can do, and I don't wanna war with you, I won't afford it. You get sore even when you win. And you maim when you're on offense, but you kill when you're on defense, and you've got them all convinced that you're the means and the end. All the VIPs and PYTs and wannabes, afraid of not being your friend. And I've always been too smart for that, but you know what, my heart was not. I took it like a kid, you see. The cool kids voted to get rid of me. I'm ashamed of what it did to me, what I let get done. It stole my fun, it stole my fun. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters, I've been in here too long. Fetch the bolt cutters.
91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Well, back in 1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War's getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra blues, those MK Ultra blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies. Maybe they'll be hypnotized. Or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll. Can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that could make you lose respect. Sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking a Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra blues, those MK Ultra blues. Some people's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are. Well, psychological manipulation is hard on a population. People can only be pushed so far. Don't want those MK Ultra blues, those MK Ultra blues. Oh, those MK Ultra blues, those MK Ultra blues.
Everybody trying to charge, say what? Hip hop started out in the heart.
Baby, come on, now,
not
baby,
everybody
come on,
trying to charge.
Come on now, baby, come yo, on now, baby, come yo, on now, baby, come on. Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come yo, on now, baby, come on.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on.
Everything you drop is so tired. Music is supposed to inspire. How come we ain't getting no higher? Now tell me your philosophy on exactly what an artist should be. Should they be someone with prosperity and no kind
concept of reality. Now who you know without any flaws?
You know without any flaws.
That lives above a spiritual law.
That lives above a spiritual
law. And does anything they feel just because?
Just because.
There's always someone there who'll applaud. Yeah.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop is so tired.
Music is supposed to inspire.
As my album sells, peak, all I wanted was to sell like 500 and be a ghetto superstar since my first album blunted. I used to work at Foot Locker, they fired me in front it. Or I quit it, now I spit it.
However do you want it?
Now you get it, writing rhymes in the range with the frames lightly tinted. And send it to your block and have my full name in it. And if your lines sound like mine, I'm taking a percentage. Unprecedented and still respected when it's vintage. I'm serious, I'm taking over areas and Aquarius. Running red lights with my 10,000 chariots. Jesus Christ was a superstar. You stupid star, they hail you, they nail you. No matter who you are, they'll make you now to take you down and make you face it. And if you slip the bag open, put your pinky in it and taste it.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything you drop,